Anger is an emotion that flares up in our hearts from time to time when we feel wronged, when someone else is being an idiot, when, well, for any number of reasons. It's quite a natural response. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. But as natural as it may be, there are two very real dangers. The first is that in the heat of the moment, we can say or do things that are so damaging, they can never be taken back. The second is that when we allow anger to fester, an all-consuming wrath sets in that distorts our perspective and destroys our relationships. As natural as the anger response may be, when we weaponize it, it becomes incredibly destructive. So when every fiber of your being is raging against someone, what's the key to letting that anger pass quickly and safely? Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If you feel someone's wronged you, forgive them. Forgive others, because the Lord forgave you. Really? Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other? That's easier said than done. Look, if you feel someone's wronged you, forgive them. Great, but that's still the what, not the how. What you and I need to know in the heat of the moment isn't so much the what, but the how. Well, here it is. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you. Jesus gave his life on that brutal, bloody cross so that you and I could be forgiven. Going to the cross in the heat of the moment is the antidote. It's the solution that diffuses our anger, that allows us to forgive. It's the how that we've always needed. Forgive others because the Lord first forgave you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I'd really like to help you take this one step further, to invite God into your most difficult relationships. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called, not surprisingly, Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.